Part two of the chat with Iris Crouch, this one being conducted on the 3rd of June 2017 in her home. Okay. Right, Iris, we got up to talking about probably about when you were 20. And so then you were starting to talk about some of your life after 20, and I would expect that to include children, and then also when you came here at some stage in the future. So do you want to start talking about your kids?
Well, Errol, the elder, we were married in 43. Errol was born in 44. He's now 72. We'll be 73 this month on the 17th of June. Adrian came along in 46, and of course he's been gone now for 2 months, 3 months almost. And he was born 1st of November 46.
And where were you living then?
We were still at Meryton.
Okay.
My home was near the borderline of Meryton and Wandera, and the Crouches were nearer Red Hill than that.
Okay, yep.
If you know where they are. And I was born at Crystal Brook. Glenn was born at Crystal Brook. The boys were born at Crystal Brook. One of the local women here, Betty Jacobs' mother, was the matron of the Crystal Brook Hospital and delivered me.
Okay.
So there's a link there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the boys were those many years later, but we were on the farm at Stockport, the Crouches, and lived together until they sold the farm. And what happened then? Glenn and I and the boys came to after the Crouch seniors died, and Glenn and I and the boys came down to Stockport.
Okay.
And of course we lived there then until in 87, August 87, Glenn suddenly took ill. We went to the doctor at Riverton from Stockport, and he never came home. That was on the Friday night. Saturday, I spent the day with him at the Riverton Hospital. Sunday morning at 6:30 in the morning, I got a phone call to say he died. He had a clot.
Had a blood clot, okay. Yep.
And he was not quite 70.
Okay, yep.
He would have been 71 on the 2nd of the October. And it's so strange that he and Adrian are so much alike in looks. Adrian was 70 and Glenn wasn't quite 70.
Okay, yep. And so you talked about what your daily routine was when you were a teenager, but what was your daily routine when you were married and you had
thing.
Kids?
I was out in the paddock helping. The grandma looked after the kids while I was outside.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we'd be out in the paddock, Glenn and I, and he'd be delivering a lamb there and I'd be delivering a lamb over here. That was our work. We worked together. And I used to drive the truck while he, and if we could get help, he and the helper would be up on the back of the truck and I'd be driving. pick up the hay.
Throwing hay off or picking up hay.
Picking up hay.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they did the harvesting. I never did that. I have driven the tractor once, but I was never asked to do it again. The truck had broken down and we had to feed the sheep, of course. So, of course, I had to drive the tractor while Glenn fed the sheep from the trailer.
Mm.
And so that's what happened there. But I was never asked to do it again, although it wouldn't have been hard.
No.
Because it was the same as a truck, actually.
So how much older than you was Glenn?
Around about 4 years.
4 years, okay. So you
but were... we went to school together.
Okay.
I was eight and I fell in love with him. Always did love him. And he had other girls, of course. But he was very popular and sport and everything else. Only thinking of him the other day at football, he was born a cripple.
Okay.
His feet were like that. Ruined every pair of boots or shoes he ever bought. And because of the twisted feet, it never stopped him from running.
No, so he could still play sport.
He'd play cricket and football and badminton. We used to go to Meriton Hall for badminton, and well, we lived there and until we moved to Stocky. And then, of course, at Stockport, we went on playing badminton.
Okay.
But he didn't play football anymore then. But
so what age was he approximately when he gave up football?
Oh dear, now you've asked.
20s, 30s, 40s?
Oh, it'd be 30s, I suppose.
30s, yep.
But no, he and his brother Rex. Rex was older than Glenn. He had a brother and a sister older than him.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he was always respected as a sportsman.
Mm.
And same with cricket. He used to play with the team for what do they call it, the cricket they play in Adelaide.
Sheffield Shield or
no,
A grade or
no, it was a country thing. Oh, I can't think.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't think what that was, but anyhow, he played in Adelaide and played for cricket there.
But if you didn't play sport in the country and you weren't a teacher or a policeman, then you didn't get accepted at all, did you?
Well, everybody did the same thing. Mm. Everybody joined in with the sports.
Mm.
And that sort of thing.
And you went to church then?
Oh, yes. Well, I was going to tell you, Ken Edwards and David Taplin will tell you, they were talking to me here one day, not that long ago, a couple of 3 years. How long had I been associated with church? And I said, well, all my life. Oh no, I said, it's a bit longer than that. And I happened to notice them sort of looking at one another, then all of a sudden they burst out laughing. Her mother was pregnant.
Yes.
So, Mum was a Wandera girl, and of course she used to walk to church from where they lived, and it would have been 4 miles, I suppose,
okay,
around the road if they couldn't get through the fence and cut across paddocks. I think they did that more often probably than they went around the road.
Mm-hmm.
But because I started school and Dad had to leave the farm for 4 years and his brother took over there. And I don't know, and of course now it's too late to find out because their family is gone. and they are gone. And so I don't know whether Uncle Pete rented the farm or whether they worked on shares. I don't know how they worked that out. But anyhow, Uncle Pete took over. And we went to Crystal Brook and lived, and that's where both my brother and I started school.
Okay. All right, so going back to when you had the boys, what was home life like? So
very busy.
You used to work, but was there electricity? Was there water?
Oh, yes.
So the water was tank water, or was it...
Oh, no, Beetaloo. Came from Beetaloo. Came from Beetaloo.
Okay, so it came from
It was tap water, mains water.
Yeah.
And, of course, we had underground tanks. Everybody had at least one underground tank,
mm-hmm.
you know, half as big as this room.
Yep.
And...
underground to keep it cool, or what?
Oh, store it.
Just to store it.
Hundreds of gallons, of course. Yeah. And the rainwater tanks front and back of every house and so forth. Oh, there was always plenty of rainwater. And of course you didn't I hate tap water.
Yeah.
That's vile. I don't know what, you know. You didn't drink tap water.
Yeah. Okay, so Glenn died, and then what did you do after that?
Well, we were retiring. Mm-hmm. We'd sold the farm.
Yep.
And we'd bought the house in Riverton.
Yep.
And we were going to Riverton to live, but of course he never got there.
No.
He had seen the house.
Right.
He'd been through it a couple of times, but that's all.
Mm.
It was all so sudden and all so quickly that I had to go on my own.
Okay. So you went to live in the house in Riverton?
In the house at Riverton.
So how long did you live there for? About?
12 years.
12 years.
And I've been here 17.
Okay. So...
And I've been tied up with both churches.
Mm-hmm.
Meriton Church, of course. And the Meriton School. Because the kids never went to Meriton to school.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was before they were born. And then at Riverton, of course, Stockport. We went there first. We were there, I don't know how many years. That was hard work because I worked out on the farm there, in the cow yard, in the pigsty, and anywhere else I was needed, in the sheep yards.
Yep.
And truck driving.
So you went to Riverton to live,
I was on my own then.
So you're on your own then?
Yes.
So although what sort of place was it, Riverton? What sort of, was it a...
It was a town.
A unit or a house?
Oh, no,
or?
A house, a lovely home.
Yeah.
And, of course, the boys went to school there. And when they got older, of course, they went to high school there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I'm not... I get a bit hazy about... what they were, but I think they were both prefects.
Mm.
And I've got an idea Errol was head prefect.
Okay.
One of the head prefects at one time. They both did very well at high school. Mm-hmm. And Errol became a high school teacher.
Yep.
And of course still is.
Mm-hmm.
In his spare time.
Yep.
And although now, of course, he's 73 this month.
So what sort of subjects did he teach?
Oh dear, now you've asked.
What was his interest?
Woodwork, because he made that table.
Yep.
That was one thing he did.
Yes.
What else did... I don't know, I can't tell you what other things.
No, that's fine, that's fine.
But
okay,
about seven or eight subjects.
But, so they were...
And Adrian...
They were still at school when Glenn died.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay, so you must have had them fairly late in life then.
No, not really. No, they weren't still at school when Glenn died. He died in 87.
Mm.
Well, that's, say, 30 years ago. Well, they're in their 70s.
Okay, so they were 40
then. So they had kids leaving, okay. Thinking about leaving school almost right. By then. Yeah. Mm. But, no, both the boys have had pretty good health. Adrian was in ETSA here,
mm-hmm.
And of course he retired, and then all of a sudden, like his father, whiz bang wallop, he developed leukemia.
Okay.
And he had some weeks in Calvary Hospital in Adelaide and came mm-hmm. home, and then all of a sudden back again, and within weeks he was gone. But he suffered hell while he was dying, mm. And I'll never do it again. I don't advise anybody to do it. Is to be with their loved one and watch them die. No, it's horrible.
I must confess, when Jan died, I was present, but I was asleep.
Oh.
Because I'd had a really busy day, yeah. And so. And I think she died 1 o'clock in the morning thing. So
no, you would have had to doze off.
Yeah, her and her daughter and myself had been in the room, but both of us were asleep. And so we both woke up.
And she was gone. You know,
is she still alive or not? That's no, right. She's not. And so we had to call staff in and think like that. No, so we were present, but not...
Not watching. No,
so.
Well, Adrian's breathing just... That's how it went. Just slower and slower and slower. But it wasn't the breathing that got me. It was his body that seemed to... disappear, and his feet is something I will never forget. His feet were up like that, stiff as boards, and straight up. Well, when I lay down, my feet drop, but these were straight up. He's at peace, but it's. Errol, he rang again the other night. He rang for Mother's Day, and they've got three children, two boys and a girl. And Adrian had, no, two girls and a boy Errol's got. And, of course, they've got children. And the eldest of theirs, the seven great-grandchildren, the eldest one started school last year.
Okay.
Started high school last year, I should say. She's 15.
Yep.
And but of course, I suppose when you're 90, you've got to expect older grandchildren
and great grandchildren. I must confess, I always felt sorry for my mother because she died at 92.
Oh, I've beaten her. Hooray!
Yeah, you have. But that's horrible. Someone where I was working said, oh, she must have lots of great-grandchildren. And at that stage, she had none.
Oh, dear.
And unfortunately, since she's died, my son's had two, my daughter's had two, my stepdaughter, one's had two and one's had one. And then...
Actually, you've got about two or three families.
Lots.
Well.
So,
and they're all happy.
Yes, well, some on some days, yes. So
but
you came...
Have you ever had a lifetime of, oh, I'm fit and happy today, every day? Well, no. I bet any money anybody would like that you do not. Every day have a happy day. There's always something to confuse the day.
Well, there's things that distract you, but you can be joyful every day. Yeah. Well, okay, so you came here 17 years ago.
17 years ago.
So into this unit?
Yes.
Okay, so this unit would have been brand new.
Adrian saw it for advertised.
Yep.
For sale. I don't know how long they've been here, longer than that. I can remember coming here when all down here was the cream factory.
Okay.
So that's going back a good many years. Of course, we were at Stockport then. Had cows, of course. And they had a truck used to come from here up home to Stocky,
mm-hmm.
and pick up the cream. And there were gallons, and there would mind a penny for every gallon of cream that came from our farm, let alone anybody else's, but it was the butter factory.
Okay.
And that was in this area, just here.
Okay. So where they knocked that down to build these units.
The units. But just when, I'm not sure. But a good many years back, because as I said, I've been here 17 years, and it was a number of years before that.
So when you came in here, someone had owned it beforehand?
Oh, yes. I can't remember who, but I know there was a young couple living next door there. And there's an English lady living there now. But Vera and I don't see much of one another. But Stella Fox lives next door.
Okay.
And she's been all over the South Australia, from what I could understand. I can't think of her name. Names is one thing I have forgotten. I could see you in the street, know who you are, speak with you, but if somebody had walked past, Iris, who are you speaking to? I wouldn't remember to tell you what your name is.
No.
It's one thing, and it bothers the life out of me. And I'll wake in the night and I'll go A, B, C, D, E, F, G until I...
Yes. Maureen loves to do that too, so...
Goes by.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
I have a nasty habit of talking to people, and then Maureen says, who are you talking to? And I say, I don't know their name.
Well, oh, hooray! So I got a mate.
So it's not that I've forgotten their name, it's just that I never actually asked their name.
Oh, no, it's I know their name, and some of them I've known all my life.
Yeah.
But to put a name on a person is something that's been wiped. Why? I have no idea.
So when you first came in here, did you have a car?
Oh, yes. Oh, I've had a car for years.
Okay, so you had a car while
you were here. At Stockport, I had a car. We had a car at Stocky. I've been driving cars before I was even married. That's 74 years ago.
So what time did you stop driving a car here?
Oh, I was 92.
Okay, so just
a
couple
of years ago. So it's about 3 years ago. Mm. No, up here on 12th Street, that used to bother the life out of me. They'd be like that.
Yeah.
And to go from here to get up onto the street and you're striking traffic like that.
You're better off to go the other way.
Better to stop home.
unfortunately, there's also a Ford there, which certain times of the year wouldn't be particularly good to go across.
And it's very awkward there because you drop down the ceiling's not high enough. It'd be steeper than this.
Mm. One of the guys used to take a full-size bus through that Ford, and I could not imagine taking a full-size bus through it. It's an idiotically sharp thing.
But of course, when you're out in the country, you don't take notice of Fords or dips or anything else, because, in fact, going from home to Meryton itself, to church, we had two or three billabongs to go under, quite a big dip,
yep.
and down and up. And of course, in the winter time, as oftentimes they'd be more or less flooded. So, of course, it'd be a backup from the River Broughton. And oftentimes you'd get so far and you'd have to turn around and go home again.
So how might have Gawler changed since you first got here?
Well, I don't know that it's changed such a great deal. I've noticed the church has changed. That's gone down to glory. All the spaces that there are in this church now. I went out with Rita to Windsor. It was last Sunday? Sunday before. Anyhow, there was six besides Rita and I. Tis only a little church, but I loved going out there. I used to go out there on my own and play the organ for them. Windsor was one. I haven't played at Malala. I've got a cousin who preaches from there, Edna Monday. She doesn't anymore because she's down there. And her sisters, two sisters, one older and one younger, they're down there, and their only brother, and he's down there.
Okay.
They're all gone. And this is what I'm finding, that so many of the people that I've been closely connected with, not only relations but with friends, they've all gone. God has taken them. And a lot of them have been younger than me.
Yes, unfortunately, that's one of the challenges of getting older. Is it'd be lovely if everyone lived as old as you do, but when they don't, it's really sad. Every time someone goes.
Really speaking, I am one of the, and I will say this, if it sounds bragging, too bad. I am one of the luckiest women alive. I really am. I can still sit at the organ and play for an hour and not see a note of, not worry about a note of music. I don't need books that way. If it wasn't for my broken back, which happened down there,
yes,
I tripped and sat down heavily on my backside. Don't do it, because it
hurts. I'll try really hard not to. I don't want to.
No, well, I've broken a vertebra.
Oh, okay.
And it's grown little aminals, as the kids used to call them. They didn't call them animals, they called them aminals.
Yeah, okay.
Switched the M and the N. And it's grown claws. And that's why I'm sitting on two hot water bags now. I'll have to replace with some more hot water. But that's the only thing that I'm suffering with.
Yes.
I still do my own work, and that's why all this mess is here, because I'm going cleaning, trying to clean up the old books and papers and so forth. And I do my own housework.
Yep.
I did have help. But she would come through with the carpet sweeper in the middle and around there and around there and then out.
And get paid a lot of money for it, probably.
So I got fed up with that. I thought, well, I can do that just as easy as that.
Yes. Okay.
But I'm going to have the carpets cleaned, because they are... It's a long dorm. 18 months, I suppose, since I had them done last time. No, I thank God every day, Rod, for my health. I wouldn't know what a headache is.
No, you're very lucky that way.
And that's one thing that I bet if you asked 99 out of 100 people, every one of them would say, oh, don't talk to me about headaches.
Yeah, I must confess I don't suffer a lot from headaches, so But there again, I'm a regular blood donor, and I'm really conscious that what I put into my mouth, I have to be
careful,
because I give blood every fortnight.
Oh my God!
I do plasma, and so because that's every fortnight, then I'm very conscious of how I am every fortnight.
Oh, that's it.
And so that makes me a lot more aware. But I think a lot of headaches come from people being
worried
stressed.
and stress. That all makes. I used to get headaches long before I, before I got glasses. Well, I've been wearing them for 80 years, I suppose.
Mm.
So.
That's the other issue, is that some people avoid wearing glasses but then suffer from headaches. If you wore your glasses, you wouldn't have headaches.
Do it, that's right. I know which I'd prefer. But I wouldn't know what anything else is.
Mm.
I can eat anything. I can eat the horse and chase the rider, as they say. Well, used to say, I don't hear it anymore.
No, you just chase the rider. Yeah, I know.
But that was one thing that I used to adore, was riding horses and the horses. I'd love to go now, because I have been on a horse since I've been here. And I can't think who it was took two ponies to church. Now, what have I...
I think that was part of one of the church fairs, that they had the animal thing, and Maureen was saying that you hopped on one of the ponies at the animal fair. That's right.
I don't know whether it was the animal fair or what it was.
Well,
but
it was the church was fair, but they had animals there, and you had a ride on one of the ponies. Yeah.
Oh, that was absolute heaven. Oh, that took me back God knows how many years. But we had our first pony was a white horse. She was more than a pony. A pony is only little, like they were. But one horse I used to ride was 17 hands. Well, you get a hand.
You'd need a ladder to get on that, wouldn't you?
Always had to look for a fence.
Yes, I can imagine that.
I could really.
The only way you'd get on it would be on a fence.
Yeah. But he was a beautiful horse. And when you kept riding them and got to know them, horses were like little lambs.
Mm.
Beautiful. Another one Dad had, we used to ride and drive. And I can remember one time taking Mum to fellowship at Merrison. This is long before I was ever married, because after I left school. And had Ruby in the rubber-tired sulky. Flat out, she used to go. And Mum said something about going. And I said, well, next time I'm going to take you in the wheelbarrow. What are you talking about? Do you know I can remember it as well as anything? And I said, well, what am I doing? Here's my arms like that. Here's the traces like that.
Yes.
It all came from that horse's mouth.
Mm.
And that's how we got to the church. Nearly 4 miles from home to Meriton Church, where we were married.
Okay.
And, of course, it used to be church or fellowship with Mum.
So you used to travel by
horse? Or horse and cart.
Horse and cart.
Or less. And I didn't drive the car then. Mum did occasionally, but she was too scared. But Dad taught us to drive.
But the roads would have been fairly
basic. Wide open, and no, you wouldn't see a soul for 12 months.
But it wasn't very good condition surface, though, was it?
Oh, it was only earth.
Yeah.
Just dirt roads.
Mm. So dirt roads in a horse and
oh no, they were cart. Okay.
Yeah,
they were okay because there was no rubble or anything like that to make it rough. It used to be quite good, but yes, that Biddy was white. Ruby was chestnut with pale mane and tails. And I can't think of the one that was 17 hands. Can't think what his name. We had Joker, was bay. He was a thick, fairly thick set horse. He was another one I used to ride. But, oh no, I love riding. I'd love to go to the races. I'd go to the races every Saturday, Sunday, Monday too.
Yes.
Just to see the horses and to talk to them. Because you can talk to a horse. You can talk to any animal. If you have a mob of cows in the cow yard. Come on, Daisy. Daisy, come on. And Daisy will walk up and into the bow.
Yes. Anyway, I have to get back to the church. So I'm
And what are you doing there?
We're having a birthday celebration for Robert Clothier
today. Oh.
What's
he 21 again?
Well, he's turning 60 and he he's celebrating it today, even though he doesn't turn 60 until the 17th or 19th of this month.
Oh.
But his two kids, this is the only day they've got common free. So.
Well, his aunties are my cousins.
Okay.
Because Robert's mother was Cynthia Kelly, Leighton Kelly's twin sister.
That's right.
I knew them when they were that big, because they came from Crystal Brook.
Okay, yep.
And the two sisters, Leighton's two sisters, Marjorie and Geraldine, both married Crouches.
Okay, all right.
Glenn's first cousins.
All right.
And of course, I grew up with them, more or less.
So a small amount of inbreeding in Crystal Brook, wasn't it?
Definitely.
Yes.
Well, my father was one of four. They were Sinclairs.
Yep.
And our ancestors came out from the Orkney Islands in 1854.
That's a couple of years before Maureen came out, yeah.
And just a couple. I'd love to have a yarn with her about Scotland. And anyhow, they settled at more or less, and there again, I can't think of the name, at this end of the range that goes through Riverton.
Okay, yes.
And I've been on that property.
All right.
And you know, it gives you the creepiest, weirdest feeling to know that the Sinclairs owned that land once. The spirits are there,
yes.
But that was in 1854. Well, then, of course, I suppose they expanded out. And I think the next generation were even married at Riverton.
Okay.
But anyhow, and then, of course, we went to Meryton, and that's only just up the road, more or less, just south of Pirrie.
Yes.
Meryton and Wandia, and there's a roadway between, cuts off Mum's father and his brother who came out from England in the late 1800s, and their land is there with a road there, and the brother is there and the Sinclairs are here.
Okay.
There's only a fence between us.
All right.
So it was natural that Dad and Mum should meet. Well, anyhow, Dad was 6 when his father died at 33.
That's young.
And the father's mother poked her nose in. She was a strict Catholic.
All right.
And old Grandma Bess, I knew her, I can remember her. She stepped in and you will go to Sacred Heart College in Adelaide, but I don't know whether she paid the bill or not. I don't know about that part. And Dad and his brother went to Sacred Heart. The two girls went to Piri Convent. They must have boarded in Piri somewhere because they wouldn't be going backwards and forwards from Mirison to there. Anyhow, brought up strict Catholic. Dad married a strict Protestant. He married a Monday.
Yep.
And the Mondays out here at Barabba was Mum's eldest brother.
Right.
And of course, Edna became a local preacher. I don't know whether you ever heard of her. Edna Monday, she used to preach at Barabba, Malala, and I think Hamley.
Yeah, I never gone to those.
No, well, she was a bit older than me, a couple of years. Well, then there was Uncle Pete. They went to the West when the kids were getting older, and he married a Wilson, strict Protestant. Auntie Ellie married a Lance Crouch, strict Protestant. Auntie Lou married Thomas Ryan, strict Catholic.
Okay.
Well, we thought he was. They would go, he had the blacksmith shop at Wandera.
All right.
Opposite the school, at primary school at Wandera. And they used to go, he kept to his church and Auntie Lou went with him, and they would go to early morning mass in Crystal Brook of a Sunday morning. Then in the afternoon, Auntie Lou would be in the choir, Uncle Tom in the congregation of the Wandera Methodist Church. So the old girl didn't do as much as she thought she was going to.
Yes.
Dad never, ever, ever tried to teach us Catholicism. It was never mentioned. Oh, well, I'm wrong there. He used to talk about it. But there was no, I wish you would, or it'd be nice if you did, or it'd be nice if you did this, that, or the next thing. Never, ever. And he would come to church or take us to church.
Okay.
Or Sunday school. Because I started school and Sunday school in Crystal Brook. Because that's when we were there then. And of course, the Brook School was slightly different to Meriton. With what was there, 20, 30 kids. I think there was 30 kids at Meriton in its heyday. Mm. And Crystal Brook, of course, had about 100 or more.
That's a big school in comparison.
It was a fairly big school there. And Maiden Kelly, of course, went there with his sisters, as I said, and two girls both marrying brothers and first cousins of Glenn's. On another one, I thought I said there was somebody else, and that's Shirley Lucas.
Okay, yes.
Her father's sister married the eldest Crouch, Oscar Crouch, up at Jamestown. He was 99 when he died.
Okay.
I don't think I'll make that. Although the young people here have told me. She told me that, she always calls me Auntie Iris.
Glennis, yes.
Glennis, that's right. And it's lovely. It makes you feel alive. And she's told me that they're planning, the young people are planning my 100th. I've got to live a bit longer yet.
Well, but that's right. That's an incentive, isn't it?
If it goes as quickly as the last five, it'll be here before I'm ready for it.
Yes, it will.
And if God is as good to me the next 5 years as he has been in the last 55, 65, 75, 95, I will be able to do it.
Well, that's right. We don't actually have a say in it, do we?
So. It's all in his hands. And somebody one time, I'm going back years now, was moaning and groaning. They'd lost a parent. And it's so unfair. And it's this and it's... And poor old God was really getting around to the kitchen. And I said to them then, I said, how do we become who we are? I said, it's all through God in the first place. And I said, our lives are guided by his hand.
Yep. Okay, on that note, I would like to thank you, Iris Crouch, for this beautiful chat. And we look forward to others in the future. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.